thing that I've been have been pondering in my heart, and it's something I've pondered in my heart for a long, long time. And I guess maybe this may be why our brothers and sisters from the drug court are here, because this is, I think this may speak to you in a sense. But I just want to read a few scriptures from Romans 8, from there, and then say the few things I think I may have to say. You know, Romans 8 is like an incredible chapter to begin with. And there's two places in Romans 8 that have always been big verses for me. And they've also been, one of them particularly has caused a lot of spiritual warfare in my life. Because Satan deceived me for a very, very long time that I didn't really understand the simplicity that was in the verse. I mean, you know, as a 20-something-year-old, like most 20-something-year-olds, I was an idiot, but I thought I was a genius. And so I thought I read it and that I understood what I read when I really didn't even understand what I read, because if you read it, it's really quite plain. So we'll get to that in a second. But one of the great verses in Romans 8, of course, is the first verse. There's therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. I should have prayed, so I'll pray now for this. Father, this is your word, Lord. And I just commit it to you, Father, to just open our hearts to hear what you would say to each of us, individually and corporately, Lord. Father, remove the blindness from our eyes and our heart and our ears, that we can hear clearly the voice of your Spirit as it would speak to us to draw us after you. In Jesus' name, amen. I think probably for some of y'all, for me, that's been one of those what we call life verses, refrigerator verses, that we know that we hang on to, that in a sense we hang around our neck to sustain us as we go through our life. And the thought of, therefore, there is now no condemnation. But it's an amazing verse, and that's the sense that it says very plainly. There's no way to really misunderstand this unless you use the two most detrimental words that Christians can use, which I will get to in a moment. It says, therefore, there is now no condemnation. There is none. There's just none for Christians, for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's just a Christian. That isn't some kind of special saint or preacher or pastor. That's just a simple Christian that's in Christ Jesus, because Christ Jesus is in them, because they've asked him to be in their life. And because of what he's done, not what they've done or you've done or anybody's done, there's therefore now no condemnation. It's pretty simple. But why do we struggle with that? Why is that one of the greatest battles we face as a Christian, is we have these battles where we feel so condemned? We're not condemned by Jesus, but we believe the lie of the enemy, and we condemn ourselves. We believe the lie that he tells, not the truth that God tells. Man, you know, as Christians, we get kind of mixed up, don't we? But it's a war. It's a war that we're in and that we battle in. And we need to just remember that and go, whoa, no, that's the war. That's the enemy. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now, what's so difficult to understand about that? It's pretty simple. It's not wrote in some kind of foreign language that we have to try to figure out. It's not a parable. Jesus told all these parables. This is not a parable to try to figure out. It just says real simply, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free. Not what you've done, what you propose to do, what you hope to do or not do. That hasn't done it, and it will never do it. Only the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And it says that it has done it. It says has, not will, not maybe, not going to, but has set you free from the law of sin and death. How simple is that? But yet we complicate it somehow. In the 10th verse it says, if Christ is in you through the body is dead because of sin, if Christ is in you through the body is dead because of sin. See, that's kind of what gets us, that Christ is in us, but we still sin. And so that kind of gets us confused. And the enemy comes in at that point and really confuses us. But if we just simply believe what he says, yet, the Spirit is alive because of, some translations reads righteousness. A better translation of that Greek word is justification. It's because of his justification. Yet, no matter what, you are alive in Christ Jesus because of His justification, not because of what you're doing or not doing. See, He does these things. They're done things. And for some reason, we just don't quite believe that. And then a verse that has been a verse that, this is the one where I've had to learn so much. In verse 28, same chapter, and we know that God causes all things. This again is one of those refrigerator verses, or verses we hang on around our neck, that we run around and no matter, you know, we go like, all things work together for good, for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Now, in all of these verses, what messes these up for us is we have two words in our language. Rhonda, I thank you. I'm going to ask you this question as I explain this in the drug court, guys, because y'all deal with people who are in different circumstances of addiction or whatever. And when I worked with people in the 70s, these were two words that would nullify everything of God that they would use. Yeah, but. Do y'all hear that? Drug court guys, do y'all hear that word? When you're counseling with someone and you're trying to get them to the place and they go, oh, yeah, but. Yeah, but. Yeah, but. Christ Jesus has done everything. Yeah, but. When you say yeah, but, that means you don't believe what He said. We have to realize that in our hearts and quit using such horrible language, because there's no yeah buts in Jesus. There's no yeah buts in the New Testament. You never read that Jesus Christ died for you, yeah, but. There's no like, He has done all this stuff for you, yeah, but. There's therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ, yeah, but. No, there's not a yeah, but. I don't understand how that necessarily works all the time, because it seems like there should be a yeah, but in there for my life, because my life seems to be a life of yeah, but. But it's, He doesn't see it that way. How He sees it is through the lens of Himself, what He's done, what He's accomplished. Now, this verse here, that all things work together for the good of those who are called according to God's purpose. As a young person in Christ, I totally misunderstood that verse. I totally misread that verse, because I always processed it, and it's because I heard it said somewhere that the reason that things aren't working is because I'm not fulfilling the purposes of God. And so see, when I would read that verse, I would hear that, yeah, but you're not doing. Yeah, but you're not fulfilling the purposes of God. The verse doesn't say anything about you fulfilling the purposes of God. Let me read that verse. Let's be clear about this verse. And we know that God causes all things, okay, clear about all things. There's no maybe some things or other things. There's no, yeah, but not this thing. No, all things. To work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. You were not called according to your purpose. Now, there's a lot of teaching out there, and it's good teaching to an extent, but it can get us confused. We're not called according to our purpose. Have you not heard it said by many preachers that God does not qualify the qualified, He qualifies the unqualified? It's His purpose that He's called us to. Now, do we all do different things in life? Absolutely. But the next time that you're there and Satan goes, well, you're not fulfilling your purposes in God, well, you shouldn't. You need to fulfill His purpose. Just simply walk in His purpose. You realize it's not about your purpose. It's never been about your purpose. Your purpose is just what kind of goes along with His purpose. It's always been about His purpose. So erase those two words out of your mind and out of your vocabulary, the yeah buts. Because I know I've used it, and when I worked with drug addicts and alcoholics in the 70s, that was so used, you know, because they just couldn't understand that how they could be so desperately in sin, so horribly addicted, so pitifully being destroyed by the sins of this world, they couldn't grasp that incredible love of Christ for them that transcended everything, that transcended their sin, that actually justified them by what He has done. And far too often in our minds, we go, okay, I'm justified, yeah, but not now, not yet, you know. I'll be justified maybe someday, if I just hang in there. No, it doesn't say that. It says that He did it, and where did He do it? on a cross 2,000 years ago. So there's not a yeah, but. He declares you justified in His eyes by His work, not by your works. So try to quit going yeah, but about your own life. Accept what Christ says about you and read those verses throughout Scripture that keeps coming back and telling you how incredibly special you are to Him. Not to yourself or to others, but to Him. And it doesn't, and it's not because you're a good person. It's not because you walk perfectly. It's because He does. And it's Him living in you. It's Him seeing through His lens of His life, through His eyes, through His accomplishments, through what He's done, not through what we've done. So, if some of you have ever struggled with that, yeah, but with God, when you're having those conversations, and God declares you wonderful and beautiful, and you go, oh yeah, but, stop it. Because it's true. All the things that Scripture says that God says about you is so true and is so absolute. It says there's no shadow, no turning. Or in my words, there's no yeah buts anymore. That all things are yes in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.